From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Contemporary Chinese art has become a source of growing fascination. Paintings by Chinese artists are selling for millions of dollars, and China is now the world's third largest art auction center. An exhibition that opened this past week at the Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco takes a look at what the work of these artists tells us about today's China. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on the show Half-Life of a Dream.
Silk swim shorts embroidered with images of Mao Zedong hang like sails on the masts of 100 small red stars. They billow in a breeze created by several small fans. On each swimming trunk, Mao is meeting with a different head of state, from Richard Nixon to Nikita Khrushchev, but he has no facial features.
His outline, his silhouette, is more than enough to recognize him.
In Mao's China, the artist Liu Hong and everyone else knew exactly what Mao looked like. His face was in classrooms, baths, train stations. He was the helmsman steering the ship of China. Hong is the oldest artist in the show. Her piece was made in the late 1980s, long after Mao's death. But in one way or another, even his absence haunts the dreams of Chinese artists.
To me, it is a kind of psychic self-portraiture in which the artist's face has replaced the leader's face.
Jeff Kelly is the show's curator.
Each artist has a kind of signature, iconic face. And that is essentially that artist's face, if not literally, at least psychologically. And they paint it over and over and over again.
Kelly first came to understand this creative shift as he and his wife, he is married to the artist Liu Hong, traveled back and forth to China over the last two decades. Some paintings in the exhibition often have a dreamlike and sometimes nightmarish quality. The artist Fang Lijun paints his own bald head, mouth open, drinking in the ocean as he is about to drown in a bright blue sea. Artist Zhang Dali made casts from the heads of actual migrant workers. A pile of them sits in the middle of the second gallery. Their eyes are closed, as if sleeping or dead. They are castaways in the new China, in which trading stocks is more valued than hard labor.
That's a big psychic shift. And the people in the cast heads in Zhang Dali's sculpture, are the ghosts in that new machine.
Today's China might be Chairman Mao's nightmare. This is part of the message in an installation by artist Sui Zhanggo. To set it up, they had to nail down small plastic dinosaurs to a platform. 15,000 of them combined to make up a color-coordinated swirling map of Asia, a symbol that the continent is the world's toy factory. On top of the map is Chairman Mao, sound asleep. We can't hear him snoring, but artist Sui says he's having nightmares.
Economy and money and capital make China strong and makes Asia strong. It's not the way as Chairman Mao thought.
In another room, artist Yu Hong has a painted portrait of a mother and daughter watching television in their modern-style home. Beside the painting, Yu also has photographs chosen by these women to represent an ideal of themselves. The daughter is stunningly dressed in a long red gown. The mother stands beside an ancient Chinese statue of what looks like a warrior. Yu says her work comments on the failure of Mao's dream to bring lasting equality for women.
Before 1978, the woman's dress is almost the same as man, very loose, very shapeless. And the girls, they don't make up, they have very bad haircut. But right now, they're very fashion. But actually, the position of woman is not very good. Yeah. They look good.
Yu says as the society has gotten more competitive, parents are paying for sons and not daughters to get an education. The men are making the big money. That's true of Chinese artists as well. The price has been rising, and it's being bought by collectors all over the world. But there are only three women in the exhibition out of 25 artists. In fact, perhaps one of the strongest images of women in the exhibition is by the one artist who was educated in Mao's time. When Liu Hong was a child in Manchuria, the communist government showed everyone a film that was a recreation of the death of a cadre of women defending China from the Japanese in 1938.
Their stories played a very big part in my life.
The women drowned themselves in a river rather than surrender. The film is on display in the galleries next to Hong's paintings of them. Their faces are strong and weathered.
To sacrifice yourself to the ultimate sacrifices your life for the good cause, which is the dream of communism.
Hong says this piece is both a recollection and a mourning of the lost innocence from early days of communist idealism, although much of the work in this exhibition seems to have an underlying sense of irony and criticism of today's China. It's managed to pass muster with government censors. Artist Yu Hong says that's partially because they aren't direct in their criticisms, but it's also because a limited audience sees the work.
Chinese government control film and TV show more powerful because they have a lot of audience. But contemporary art is not so powerful because normal people don't really know about contemporary art.
The Chinese government has actually renovated an area of Beijing filled with artist studios and will be directing tourists there during the Olympics. Some of what they see may have a message like a video installation in this exhibition by Wang Gongsing. In it, a blind old man with a cane and a blind young man grope around trying to find the cage where a bird is singing. They may be metaphors for the new China, which is still groping around in the dark looking for dreams to replace the one it left behind. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.